Well, the calendar and the temperature have all been great for planting, and we've followed that advice. We put in some new stuff. The gardens all look great. However, in just a matter of a few days, we could be dealing with frost, particularly overnight Monday into Tuesday morning. Joining us live now is WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Mike, tell us all of our work is not for naught.
I can't tell you that. This is a sucker punch from Mother Nature. I think especially cruel is the fact that it's going to go soaring into the 80s and be just like a spectacular day today. And anybody who doesn't catch the news, they're going to get blindsided. Because Monday night and then Sunday night and then especially Monday night, everyone is at least going to drop down to 40. Doug Hill says even in the city it'll drop down to 40, perhaps.
All right, now some of us did get a little ahead, perhaps, of where Mother Nature is, and we have some things already in our yards and in our gardens. Is there anything we can do to offer them the best opportunity to fight off the potential chill and frost?
Absolutely. First, you got to do triage. You got to know which plants can take cool weather, like peas, lettuce, spinach, broccoli. You don't worry about them at all. But the warm weather lovers, the plants of summer that are supposed to go in after May 15th. Gee, what day is this now? Should go in after May 15th. Tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. Oh, the sad sound of guilt. You can cover individual plants with cardboard boxes at night. Put them on while the day is still a little warm, around 6 o'clock at night. Take them off first thing in the morning. Or if you can stretch some kind of support over top of the plants, if they're already in tomato cages or they have some sort of support, you can stretch what is called row cover, spun polyester fabric, sold in rolls. The biggest brand name is Rime. That's what the professionals use. If you have absolutely sheer curtains that are old, that are just gathering dust somewhere, that's what Rime is. Don't lay it over top of the plants. You need to erect a little something to hold the cloth in place, and then you cover the supports, and that will trap enough heat underneath to keep the plants from being overly stressed. The nice thing about row covers, they don't have to come off during the day. You can put row covers on when you plant early in the season, and you can leave those on until the plants need insect pollination.
Now, you mentioned all the vegetables. Same thing apply for flowers?
Oh, yeah, especially if you've got real frost-sensitive flowers like New Guinea impatiens or begonias. Same thing with them, because they tend to be lower to the ground and a little bit bulkier. You can drop a sheer curtain or Rime over top of them. They're harder to cover with cardboard, but if you've got a long, low box that would fit over the line of flowers, that would be perfect. The idea is to prevent frost from settling on the plants. Luckily, it's already rained. Wet soil helps protect the plants. You don't want to overwater them, but if it's been dry and this happens, you do want to water them and pray for wind. Because if we get a little wind, that keeps the air moving and it prevents frost from settling.
So what do you tell people who may not take heed here? What are they likely to find out in their garden after a frost?
The plants are probably going to look a little stressed. The same thing can happen during like a run of 95-degree days in the summertime. If there's actual frost on the plants, they could be set back so far, like 2-3 weeks. It's probably better to bite the bullet and go out and buy replacement plants. And you have to remember in all this game, if you want perfection, if you want something easy to predict, take up woodworking. Because gardening is not for the timid. It's not for the faint of heart. Job was a farmer. Remember that.
Mike, thanks for the advice. Appreciate it. Mike McGrath is our WTOP garden editor and our Friday yard warrior.